Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining the show right now is Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Brian with Jason LaCanfora on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. And Brian Baldinger joins us now on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And Baldy, you're the perfect guy to have on in light of what we saw over the last few days in the NFL playoffs, and also looking ahead around here to how the Bears fix the mess that they've gotten themselves into. So I want to start with the playoffs. And are you concerned about the lack of competitive games that we saw this weekend?
Yeah. I mean, we played six games over 3 days, and we had two competitive games. Now, they were very compelling and went right down to the basically the final play. But the other four games were just washouts. And so, yes, but, you know, if you want to expand the playoffs to 14 teams and expand an extra game and all that, you're just going to get some teams that don't belong in the playoffs. And we saw that. We saw that this weekend. You know, teams that really have no business being in the playoffs, and they played like it.
And that's the other thing that I want to hit on, because the teams that have advanced, and this is not a surprise to anyone who watches the NFL, but the teams that have advanced are the teams, most of them, that have star quarterbacks. And what we're learning is there are very few of those around. So what do you say to teams that don't have the elite QBs? You know, not every team is able to go out there and find a Tom Brady or an Aaron Rodgers or a Patrick Mahomes or a Josh Allen. How do you compete if you're not one of those teams? How do you put yourself in a position to compete for a championship without that type of trigger man?
Well, I mean, look, I mean, of the eight teams that remain, Tennessee is that team. I mean, they had Marcus Mariota. He was a high pick, second pick in the draft. Didn't work out. They went to the free agent, you know, market, and Ryan Tannehill was cut loose in Miami. And they made him their quarterback, and they believed him. He beat out Marcus Mariota clean. But they had a philosophy about how they want to win games. And it's not just put the ball in the quarterback's arm and let him just, you know, do what Josh Allen did on Saturday night or what Patrick Mahomes did on Sunday. I mean, you know, they built their team a different way. And so there is other ways besides just getting Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. Well, we'll see what happens with Tennessee. We'll see. They've got a tough opponent in Cincinnati who has that guy in Joe Burrow. But there are other ways if you have a philosophy and you know how to do it. And so, you know, the counter argument to your question, which is totally fair, is what Tennessee is doing and has done.
And you can make an argument that San Francisco's kind of doing the same thing with the way that team is built. We're breaking it down with Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger here on The Score. And I bring that up because I think, you know, looking at what the Bears are trying to do here, I think there's this notion that in order to beat Aaron Rodgers, you have to go about finding the next elite quarterback in order to beat him. And I think it's almost impossible to find someone who can do what Rodgers does, and maybe it would behoove a team like the Bears, Vikings for that matter, or the Lions, to go about building their team the way San Francisco has or the way Tennessee has, where you're building everything else and making yourself solid up the middle so that way you can keep a talented player like Rodgers off the field and give yourself a chance?
Well, I mean, look, we don't know how long Aaron Rodgers is going to be in Green Bay. I mean, this might end in this playoff run. Nobody knows. But he's not going to play forever. And so, you know, there's going to be somebody else in Green Bay playing quarterback. But, you know, I always believe that, look, the Buffalo Bills are probably the blueprint right now in that, you know, they got themselves the general manager, Brandon Bean, and the coach, who they're very familiar with, worked together in Carolina. And then, you know, with their pick, they went and got Josh Allen. And they never stopped building around Josh Allen. And once they realized that the team was getting pretty good, they started saying, well, who do we have to beat in order to get to the Super Bowl? And the team they got to beat is the team they're playing this weekend, the Kansas City Chiefs. And they started building their team around trying to get a better pass rush and affect Patrick Mahomes better than they did in the playoff loss last year. So that's the blueprint to me, is what Buffalo did. Not everybody can get a general manager and coach in lockstep, find Josh Allen, build around Josh Allen, but that's a pretty good approach. That's, you know, if I was Chicago, I'd be looking real hard at how Buffalo has done that when you've got a search for both the coach and the general manager right now. I mean, I believe that those two people are indispensable. And how you pick your players, what you want in a player, all those kind of things, when you're looking to them with the same lens as Buffalo is, you miss a lot less than what they have. And so I think that's the approach that I would try to take and try to emulate if I was Chicago at this point.
Yeah, that alignment between general manager and head coach is so critical, because if you're a GM and you're not on the same page with the coach, it's impossible, I think, to properly find the players that can work in whatever scheme the coach is trying to run. And I go back, the Bears had that years ago when Jerry Angelo was the general manager, yep, and Lovie Smith, yep, was the head coach. Yep. They were aligned. And you could tell that there was experience from their time in Tampa Bay, which made it, I don't, yep, want to say easy, because there's nothing easy about selecting talent, but Angelo and his staff knew exactly what Lovie Smith was looking for, and they were able to build a team that was able to sustain success.
Well, you're right, and that was a good tandem, and Bobby DePaul was there, and Greg Gabriel. I mean, they had a good front, really good front office. They all worked really well together. The trades they made, no, there was no leaks in the building to go get a Jay Cutler, for example. Nobody saw that coming. No, but if you go back to 4 years, you know, and if you look at how important that GM-coach relationship is, I mean, look at the mistake that the Bears made in trading up to go get Mitch Trubisky. All right? I mean, the whole thing kind of really collapsed there. But, you know, in that same draft, Brett Veach, the general manager of the Chiefs, kept telling Andy Reid about Patrick Mahomes, you got to watch this kid. You're not going to believe what he just did against TCU. You got to see him against Oklahoma, and you just got to watch him. And, you know, it was Brett Veach that just kept bringing Patrick Mahomes to Andy Reid to the point where they shocked the league, and they went from the number 24th selection to number 10 selection to get Patrick Mahomes. And there they are, you know, perennial winners and making runs at championships every year right now with him. And so that's where that general manager-coach relationship comes in, and how you got to really trust that guy, because it wasn't Andy Reid saying, I want Patrick Mahomes. That was the GM coming to him with this guy going, this is going to change our fortune right here.
Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger is with us. Baldy, not only is it the GM and the head coach in that relationship, but you know what? You got me thinking and talking about how Kansas City went about going after Mahomes. At the time, Veach was part of the support staff in the front office. He wasn't the GM, right? And
that's true.
And it just goes to show, it's not just the hiring of whoever it is that's going to be the head of the football ops on your team and whoever the, yep, head coach is. It's the staffs that they bring with them.
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, it's a cooperation. And so you're right. But that's how – unified it all has to be.
Yep.
And very few teams have it. Kansas City has it now. They've been having it. And one of the reasons why, you know, Brett was promoted was because of Mahomes. But, you know, I mean, everybody keeps their jobs when you get players like that, you know, and then you figure out how to keep them and, you know, develop them. And when your offensive line doesn't play well in a Super Bowl game, you say, you know what, let's blow it all up. Let's blow it up and make sure that our franchise is protected as well as we possibly can. And you find Creed Humphrey and, you know, Trey Smith, and you trade for, you know, Orlando Brown. I mean, all that stuff that they did, and here they are again. So this is it's just got to be a great vertical layer upon vertical layer of coach, GM, scouts, personnel people to build it the right way, where not only do you build the right way, but you sustain it for a long period of time. And look, the Bears have that opportunity right now. The problem they have, and I don't know that this is a problem, but I'm just looking on the outside in, is there's a bunch of teams that are looking for a general manager to coach right now too. So not every year do you have enough general managers or enough good coaches going around filling the slots. And so can they get their guy before somebody else gets their guy?
And that's something that we won't really know, at least initially.
No.
What is interesting is that the Bears believe that the presence of Justin Fields makes this job more attractive than some of the others. And obviously, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And I want to get your take and go back to what you thought Justin Fields was coming out of Ohio State and then what the tape actually showed he was this past season.
Well, I mean, I was a big fan of Justin Fields. I thought he was the second-best quarterback in the draft after Trevor Lawrence. And we saw, you know, a poor coaching job in Jacksonville, and Trevor Lawrence struggled. But really, you know, Josh Allen wasn't great his rookie year. They went with Josh Allen, and they let him take his lumps. But Josh Allen, because of the person that he is, has made an unbelievable commitment to become better. Nobody could have predicted coming out of, you know, college that he was going to be this player. And the weaknesses of Justin Fields can be, I believe, that the accuracy issues, seeing the field better, all some of the things that plagued them this year can be improved. I mean, if Josh Allen could do it, then why can't Justin Fields do it? And so then can you give him the support necessary and the players around him necessary? You know, and that's not going to Cleveland and letting Jadeveon Clowney and Myles Garrett just tee off on him, you know, for 10 sacks like they did. Like, that wasn't a good plan. You know, and so, but he survived it, you know, and he came back and had good moments against Pittsburgh. And I believe in Justin Fields, but, and I believe that he can be an attraction to a coach, you know. But my coach can't be just the fixer of Justin Fields. He's got 52 other guys that he's got to lead, you know, in the locker room. And so the coach that coaches Justin is important, if that's the head coach, that is. But, you know, that head coach has got to be more than fixing your quarterback, because there's a lot more to do than just that.
Is there an offensive scheme that you look at that one of the teams in the playoffs is running that is the perfect fit for Justin Fields, or is each guy different because of the unique talents that they have?
Well, I think every team is different. You know, Buffalo's scheme is different than Kansas City's. I mean, Buffalo is, both teams are passing teams. Buffalo loves to spread you out. They trust the quarterback to make this, you know, good decisions. And look, he's a lumberjack back there that also happens to be an elite athlete with the ball in his hands. And so he's difficult to get to the ground, but you know, you're going to throw the ball in weather like Buffalo in Chicago, you better have a strong arm, and Justin has that. So those are good things, and, you know, we've seen the mobility and the movement. You know, how well can he see the field? Can he make good decisions under pressure? Every quarterback, Mahomes did that earlier this year, they struggle with that. You know, trying to balance playmaking ability and decision-making. It's not the easiest thing to balance. You know, when you're not making good decisions, how do you fix that? That's part of, you know, what your coaching staff has to do.
And it's not always easy to do because we've seen a lot of guys that have not been able to find the answer to that. Josh Allen is a great example of someone who struggled mightily with his decision-making in year one, and now he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Baldy, thank you so much. I could go on hours talking to you. I have so many questions, but really appreciate your time.
Yep, my pleasure. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Brian with Jason LaConfora on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.